the shape of thankfulness in your life. Today's scripture about thankfulness. Thankfulness is a sign of thankfulness is a sign that is you are getting into the mode to put away your worries. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6, today's scripture, it said, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God." Present your request to God. Here is the three words I would like to emphasize in here. If you have a worry, if you have a concern, pay attention to these three words. By prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request. First, by prayer. Prayer means a communication with someone. In communication with someone, to whom are we talking to? With whom we are we dialoguing? With whom we are questioning? You know, unless we know to whom we are talking to, we cannot have an effective prayer, effective communication. By prayer, meaning is know someone. When we ask for something, when we are in conversation with someone, the meaning is that we are in trust. When we ask someone to do something for us, do you trust the person to do what you ask of that? At least you are trusting that the person will listen to you. Otherwise, you are not going to talk to the person. And whenever I have something in my heart, I call my friend and ask to hear me first. Before she asked her to do anything else. Hear me, my friend. These things are going on in my life. Our God is the object, our the partner in this prayer. When we are going through something, we are calling God. We are asking God, God, I am in trouble. God, I am so happy. God, thank you so much for the blessing we do have. God, thank you for my son and daughters who are healthy. God, thank you so much for my mom and dad who are unconditionally pour out love for me. That object, we need to define. Some people are lonely because they have no one to talk to. Some people are not thankful for anything because they cannot shape their thankfulness. As we heard through the skit, their name, it's name of, in their skit is, the Kevin and Daniel. Daniel was not in mood to talk because he was not so sure how to communicate to who and what. But Kevin is approaching Daniel and then asking, encouraging him to talk to him. By disarming first and utilizing the imagination. Having partner is a first sign or a first step to getting into the thankful mode. And the second step is petition. List out the things what you want. Christmas is kind of right at the corner right now. And right after this week's Thanksgiving celebration, pretty much all of us will be getting into the Christmas mode. And then probably your kids, your children, especially grandchildren, if you have, they start to write it up, what they wanted to have for Christmas. Christmas wish list, they pleaded it out. When they put the things, the Christmas gift list or wish list, they sorted out what they want, what they need, and prioritize their desire, their list. 1, 2, 3. And everyone has a bunch of the list. If not for you, but probably I have a lot, probably. And I have a bunch of the list of what I want for Christmas. Especially this list is for God. God, I want this. And then I listed it out. Brainstorming. And then after that, I really listed out what I really need, what I really, not really need, but is I want it. And a wanted a list and needed a list is different. But while I'm writing down the wish list for Christmas, I prioritize what is ultimately what I need, not what I want. And a petition, by petition meaning is you are brainstorming what you want, what you needed. And then listed it out, and find it upset, and the person who you are asking, which is God right now, and then we are giving it out the list. But is it this one is needed to be done by the thankful heart. Thanksgiving. As we know that Thanksgiving is coming this coming Thursday, how many of you are planning to prepare the turkey meal for your family? One, two, three. Oh, not a lot. Oh, well, there is a catering place you can buy the turkey meals, the whole set. Yesterday's a young adult and I, we had a Thanksgiving meal, turkey meal. Not like last year. It was not that much of the stress and I was less thinking about KFC because we experienced how we did. Last year, so we were concerned. But we said that is we're going to provide a Thanksgiving meal to the young adult. And yet, none of us in our group have had cook or in the kitchen to prepare the meal. But we were so boldly declared that kitchen is going to be our kingdom and we're going to make a turkey edible. And then during that time, with our passion to serve the meal, thankfully God sent a young adults' moms to help us out. And then the meal was prepared so well. And also when we asked young adults to make a RSVP for the meal, just 3-4 people make an appointment or the reservation for the meal. And we didn't know how quantity of the food, how much. We had no control over the quantity of the food. So we prepared a bunch. But it's a three, four people make a reservation. And we didn't know how to deal with it, but we decided to just enjoy whatever. And then young adult, typical young adult's life, where it's a style, without reservation, they showed up. And all of a sudden on the Thanksgiving meal that we have a 15, 18, almost 20 people showed up. We had to extend it at a table and people are scattered all of the places just having a meal and just cruising out. This year was a little bit different and many people moved away because of the job and finishing college and all of the places and they got a job and a work schedule does not work. So, this year, same thing. So we tried to encourage people to make it a reservation for that they are coming or not so we can prepare the meal. Just 2 people made it a reservation. So we said, maybe they will show up more later. We had no clue. The person in charge, Jessica Miller and I, tried to wonder how to prepare. So without any discouragement because of what we experienced last year, we decided to go in a full gear. And the moms of the young adults involved, but not fully this time, but it's halfway through because we've been equipped. And then yesterday when we pulled the things together, you know what? Typical young adult life. They made it RSVP. And then we were wondering where those people, and we called and they said, oops, I forgot. I ate at a dinner already. And then someone said, I forgot. Because even though they made it RSVP, that was a typical young adult life. And then we decided to adopt young adults, moms and dads to the table. So they become our adopted young adult last night and then other people. And then the young adults come and go. This year's young adults meal was a little bit different than last year. Family life, probably you are expecting your family member to be around the turkey dining table this coming Thursday. Maybe not, they will show up. Even though they said they will show up, maybe they are not going to be show up. Don't be discouraged by the fact that they are not there physically. Probably something happened. And also, in my family case, on standby life at the airport, We cannot fly in and out during the Thanksgiving times. So we decided to let go of it. And before last year, you know, we intentionally pushed ourselves to have a Thanksgiving meal together with the family. Does not work. We were overstressed by Thanksgiving meal. Since that experience, we decided to let go of it. The point we are making it in here, be flexible. With Thanksgiving means be flexible. Have a full of a spirit of giving, not receiving. If we are full of a spirit, full in spirit of giving, we will not be discouraged that much. You are worried about something? Are you anxious about something? By prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests known to God, and God will do something about it. Right now, I would like to encourage you to pair up and say one or two things that you are thankful for this time of the year. Thanksgiving, at least once a year, this country intentionally pressuring people to be thankful. I do believe that at least one or two things you can name to be thankful for your life. Right now, I would like to give you about a minute to pair up and share your thankful heart if you are able. What shape of thankfulness do you have? What makes you feel happy and content? Contentment is not about feelings, not have or have not. It is about the acknowledgement of the blessings in our lives. Contentment is a source of the thanksgiving. Because God bless you and me so amazingly. Simply, we are not recognizing it. And we always, me, more. That mode really jeopardizes the thankful spirit and contentment we do have. If you have not been thankful for yet, or if you are having a hard time to find that something to thankful for, I would like to encourage you to watch over this video. I hope that this video clip will encourage you to name at least one thing to be thankful for. Let us watch.
Thank you. and peace like a river attendeth my way. When sorrows like sea billows roll, what Thou hast taught me to say, it is well, it is well with my soul. It is well,
it is well
with my soul.
And thanksgiving will shape your worries and anxiety into hope so you can be thankful more and be generous in Christ's name.